Welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Join me as we pay homage to the bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. As always, we've got a cracking lineup for you. There's a few old classics in there this week. As always, you can contact me by the usual food groups. Email thecodfatherdj1 at gmail. The website's thecodfatherdj.com. Get me on Instagram at thecodfatherdj and at smileradio3. Facebook, Smile Radio Yorkshire. First up, we have Queens of Noise, a DJ duo based in London, and they've actually presented for MTV2, BBC Six Music, and performed at a number of international festivals. This is Indie Boys Don't Deserve It. Parental guidance.
Jumped out Vegas, 'cause indie boys don't deserve it. Come in and feel now, you got a record deal.
Oh, playing you the music that matters. What a great start to the show. We've got Nathan bouncing around the studio at the first song, and then he's like, ooh, subtle. That was actually Drain You by the Dead Naked Hippies. They're a Leeds trio, regarded as one of the best up-and-coming bands. I'd certainly agree with that. A force to be reckoned with. Lovely. I don't know, booming drums, heavy guitar, and vocals of a banshee, I thought. The vocalist is Lucy Jowett, apparently, and they are actually playing the Polar Bear in Hull on the 19th of March. Nathan, myself and Dr. Ains are already onto that. So we move on. And we're going on to now, it's Pretty Addicted. And that's Dance Punk. It's a project from the Upside Down Mind of Vicious Precious, who's... She states she's utterly ridiculous in every way and is just trying to work through her childhood issues by screaming obscenities and making banging tunes. Go to Heroes. You're listening to The Codfathers on Alternative Jukebox.
I found a finger in my...
Oh, the studio's absolutely bouncing today. That was Give It All by The Conditions, a rock punk band from Richmond, Virginia. They formed back in 2006 and they've released three albums to date, Fluorescent Youth, Full of War and Missing Hours. That's on the Good Fight label. Next up on the jukebox, we've got 80s hardcore punks, the Bad Religion. They managed to stay around for over a decade whilst other bands fell by the wayside. They maintained their credibility by refining their sound with psychedelia, heavy metal and a bit of hard rock, and executing their music effortlessly whilst keeping lyrics completely and righteously angry. This is 21st Century Digital Boy, and they're actually playing the Temple Newsom in May on the 25th, I believe. So that might be worth checking out.
Offering me civilized barcode quick.
That was Dragonflies by Mr. Woo's Pigs. He's based on the Kentish coast, making lyric-driven songs. You know, you think lo-fi, grunge, garage, punk, fuzz pop. Song subjects range from comas to car crashes, suicide, porn star obsession, and many other cheerful food groups. Thank you for supporting us on Instagram, Mr. Woo's Pigs. And Ginger Cat from Bikini Death Race actually sends her regards. While we're on that subject, a big thank you to Ginger Cat for attending an interview with attending, that's the wrong word, who I interviewed last night at the Santiago Bar in Leeds. We're wonderful hosts. Listen out for more details regarding that that chat. It was very interesting, you know, her and the panda, you know, and some very interesting photos to follow. Right, we shall move on to one of the most influential bands of all time. They may or may not have invented punk rock, but they certainly laid out a blueprint. Many bands followed. I doff the old pork pie hat to the Ramones, and this is Blitzkrieg Bop, which I actually can play on my guitar. Badly.
Thank you.
So sticking with old school there on the alternative jukebox, that was Rise Above by 70s hardcore punk rockers, well, the punk rock pioneers, if you like, Black Flag. Henry Rollins was actually one of their vocalists. So another classic coming up now from the Ayrshire Boys, a band inspired by the Ramones, formed by vocalist Jimmy Percy. If the kids are united, this is Sham 69, you're listening to The Godfather.
Yeah.
Well, back to 1965 there with the Sonics, and a great hit that was, Have Love Will Travel. The song was originally recorded and written by Richard Berry back in 1959. So it was quite a nice segment of oldies there on the jukebox. Right, up next, we move on to a band from Texas in the good old US of A. They're called Heavy Glow. They've got a fuzz-fueled hard rock with a hint of psychedelic blues in there. This is Look What You Are Doing to Me.
Thank you.
Whoa, two cracking tunes there. I've got goosebumps. We've wrecked the joint. There's air guitars going also. Nathan's even cracked up the Gentleman Jack. So that's going to get smashed in. That was Me and the Devil by Winter Moon. They're from Melbourne, Australia. And that was a lovely crafted blend of rock and soul, that. Great vocal, vintage tone. And they take their inspiration from bands such as Alabama Shakes, The Dead Weather, Black Keys and Fleetwood Mac. Oh, so there you go. Right, we're moving on to an artist I've previously played on the show, a wonderful, talented guitarist called Blues Saracino, and he had to replace Richie Kotzen of Poison. This is Criminal on the Alternative Jukebox with The Codfather. We'll be right back. Right, slowing it down there. That was Drink the Water by Justin Cross. That song has actually had over 10 million views on YouTube. Cross's second album, Hope Where It Lies, was actually released after a successful fan-funded Indiegogo campaign. So there you go. Unfortunately, we're out of time again. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to The Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio. If you're an original artist, unsigned band, drop me a tune, thecodfatherdj@gmail.com. You just might appear on the show. Big thank you, as always, to the team, Dr. Ains, Nathan Downs and Susie, for all their hard work. Thanks to you for listening. And once again, I doffed the pork pat eye. Pork pat eye? Pork pie hat. The pork pie hat. It's too much of that, Gentleman Jack. I'm telling you, Nathan. Good stuff. And I don't even drink whiskey. I doffed the pork pie hat to some old school pioneers. This is Angelic Upstarts and Police Oppression. Catch you next week.
Police, police, police oppression. Police, police, police oppression.